Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Coming up on show 639, a special edition as we talk about Elon Musk's big Berlin bet. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to the show for Tuesday, 12th of November. It's later in the day here where I record, of course, based in Great Britain. An hour ahead of us in Germany, Elon Musk has just got off stage after dropping the bombshell that we've been waiting all day for today. The whispers started going around, and that's what we're going to talk about, the big news about the next Gigafactory building. Hundreds of thousands of electric vehicles. My name is Martin Lee. If you're new to this podcast, by the way, I go through every EV story that I can find every day. Take it down to 10, 15 minutes or so, because I know that you're busy. I give you just a quick hit of what you need to know in the world of EVs every single day. And thank you as well to my friends at MyEV.com for helping me make this show. When I was last out there in Miami, where they're based, and I went to go see them earlier this year, there were just so many more Teslas than even I see on UK roads. And that was Florida, not California, whereby, by all accounts, everything's a Tesla in California. And so if you want to check out MyEV.com, if you're buying or selling or learning about EVs in the USA, then do check them out. Okay, this was the timeline that we were working on today then. Whispers going around this morning about what was going on with an announcement later in the day. Well, firstly, a timeline from Morten Lund, Morten Grove on Twitter, who is at MortenLund89. Say hello to SpaceX Elon Musk's Gulfstream. He put a picture online of Gulfstream G650ER, and it entered European airspace. And he says, I wonder what its business here is. And we didn't know earlier in the day where the Gulfstream was heading to in Europe. Now, sometimes when Elon takes off from the US, they disguise or they even block the call sign of his aircraft for safety and security reasons. I'm not sure whether that was done or whether by the time he gets to European airspace, it shows up on our trackers or not. Clean Technica then said that according to Elon Musk, the announcement of Gigafactory 4 was imminent. It's coming soon, before the holiday season. And of course, Thanksgiving is coming up, not something that we do here in the UK, but we know holiday season in the US is just around the corner and always good for lots of media coverage. But would it be before or after the Tesla Cybertruck unveiling? Well, it wouldn't be long before we took to Twitter again, and once again, Morten saying it's been confirmed Elon's plane is heading to Berlin. And that's important because in Germany was a big auto awards do. The kind of black tie do where there's a big audience of all the CEOs of all the big German automakers, a big swanky stage giving out awards. And the golden steering wheel was later in the evening to be awarded to Tesla. And Elon Musk was to go on stage, jump off his jet, go on stage, pick up the award, say thank you very much, in front of the assembled German car industry. What we didn't know was that Elon Musk would use his acceptance speech to also confirm Tesla Gigafactory 4. It is being located near Berlin, near the new international airports, which has been some years in the making, by the way, and is still not done by all accounts. Bit of a running joke in Berlin. In fact, the whole area, as I found out researching this today, does have a certain reputation of not doing things quickly, and we'll come on to that. You think German efficiency and all those kind of things. Come on to that in a moment. A tweet from Matthias Schmidt, who is at @auto_Schmidt. Elon Musk reveals Tesla European Gigafactory to be located in the Berlin area whilst receiving an award in Berlin this evening. Elon Musk said located near the new airport, running roughly 10 years behind schedule, is on the south of the city. Located near the new airport is either a new facility or an existing building. We don't know that yet. Have a listen to the moment Elon accepted the award and then delivered a bit of a mic drop moment.
Thank you for this award. It was great. And I actually have an announcement, which I think we hopefully well received, that we've decided to put the Tesla Gigafactory Europe in the Berlin area.
So what was it all about? Well, from Teslarati, in what can only be considered an unexpected win, the Model 3, The Tesla Model 3 beat off all of the German competition, the BMW 3 Series, the Audi A3, as Germany's mid-size car of the year, the golden steering wheel. The award was granted by auto publication Auto Bild, whose event was attended by Elon himself. Speaking about the results, a representative of the publication noted that the Model 3 was indeed well-liked by the awards judges because of its cool factor. And apart from this, the Model 3 was also lauded for its being quick on its feet, well-equipped with features, low cost of ownership. And with this in mind, the Tesla Model 3 became one of the biggest surprises of the year, winning the Golden Steering Wheel Award, beating Germany's most well-loved mid-size sedans in their backyard, on their home turf. So strong was the positive reaction to the Tesla Model 3, the vehicle actually earned some of the highest overall scores in the entire competition. And I'll pop a link to the Tesla RT article if you want to read more. A piece from Electric notes that during the award ceremony, Elon Musk not only accepted the award for Tesla, but announced they would had chosen the Berlin area for Gigafactory 4. And he said it will be in the near future, near the Berlin airport, planning a design and engineering centre in Berlin as well, like an R&D centre, if you like to use some of the local skills. Not entirely surprising, says Electrek, since Tesla has reportedly been looking at several specific sites across German states. Berlin was never mentioned, and they also considered other countries. Now, why is it so important to build another gigafactory? Because Elon has said it is his ambition that if you want to sell EVs at competitive prices, you have to build them on the continent in which they're being sold. And so he said he wants gigafactories churning out Teslas on every continent. Now we know Gigafactory 1, Nevada 2, Buffalo, New York, but that's solar stuff. We know the cars are made in Fremont. We know that Gigafactory 3 is now finished and waiting for approval from the Chinese authorities, hoping to get those by the end of the year, the permits they need in order to start more than just limited runs of production. And now, in Europe, Gigafactory 4 confirmed for just south of Berlin. One of the user comments that I saw today from the user that is named CLK was watching it live. The audience included, says this person, all the other German CEOs, they gasped when Elon Musk announced Gigafactory 4. And as per The Verge, in a recent earnings report, Tesla said the European Gigafactory would be operational by 2021. The company predicted it would be similar to the Shanghai facility as well, since it would be producing Model 3 sedans and Model Y crossovers. The new factory outside Berlin is not Tesla's fourth overall, as the company assembles, has other factories, by the way. Of course, they assemble the cars at Fremont's, the old NUMMI facility in Fremont, California. They have a seat factory, which isn't far from Fremont. They have other building facilities in Lathrop in California. They have facilities in Europe already for finishing off the vehicles when they arrive here. And of course, one of the things that goes under many people's radars, they also bought Grohmann Automation a couple of years ago now. This was a company that a long-standing company in Germany that is all about helping other companies be better at what they do. So they worked with the German car industry to be, well, just very German, very efficient, making factories work better. When Tesla bought them a couple of years ago, renamed them Tesla Grohmann Engineering, and they are not at all near Berlin, by the way. It's not like they've chosen a location which is near their existing facility. So you may have heard about improvements that they make to the Fremont facility and, you know, new robots coming in to make the cars. Yeah, they're actually made in Germany, loaded onto planes, and then flown to California because they bought a German company that's very good at doing this. So are they anywhere near their existing German base? No. I've just looked at Google Maps. They're about 650 kilometres away. But, you know, you could still put some stuff in the back of a Tesla semi-truck, and I'm sure it would make 650 kilometres if you're moving things between the two facilities. As per TechCrunch today, Elon said, there's not enough time tonight to tell all the details, but it's in the Berlin area and it's near the new airport. Tesla confirmed they are creating an engineering and design center. Elon said, "I think Berlin has some of the best arts in the world." He was on stage with the CEO of Volkswagen, Herbert Diess. We are talking about big beasts of the car industry here. Elon, Herbert on stage at once. It's amazing stuff. And the whole thing was live streamed on YouTube. So I'm going to play you the audio now. It's about 7 or 8 minutes long. We'll come back at the end of it for a bit of analysis. But if you will, I'm going to play you this audio because we've got one final tweet from Elon, which confirms what car they will be making in Gigafactory 4 when it finally opens in 2021. But for now, this is the moment when Elon was on stage. He'd collected his award. Herbert Diess was invited on stage. They were both given microphones. There was a presenter as well. And the first voice you hear is Herbert Diess, head of Volkswagen. And he was asked to comment on Tesla winning the award that evening. Have a listen to this.
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you. Great achievement. Now with all this competition here in Germany, winning this award, I think it's a great achievement. We know each other. We don't meet so often. No, we know each other since a few years. And I would say that we share a vision, yeah, which is that we only can achieve the CO2 targets and reduce carbon emissions through electric cars. And we also share a vision that the car becomes really an internet device, always connected, always online. The car becomes really, really safe and totally environmentally friendly. And from time to time, yes, we meet because I think it's nice to follow up. I have to say, I thank you for pioneering, for pulling us, for pushing us. I think Elon is really the innovator, which is driving us along. And so it's worthwhile to talk about batteries, the right concepts. And I always enjoy talking to him because he's really very visionary.
Okay. But what's the main problem, Elon, in Germany with the e-mobility and in Europe? Why is in Germany so, why we are so far behind? 10 years, maybe 8 years, 5 years. What do I say?
Well, first of all, I don't think Germany is that far behind.
Okay.
I think it's always difficult when, there's a lot of momentum around an old technology. There's a lot of infrastructure, a lot of capital, and that kind of thing that's tied up in the older technology. When you have a new technology, the market is unproven. So then you say, like, okay, does it really make sense to place a bet on this technology that's unproven? You know, and when we started out at Tesla, everyone thought we were huge fools. I thought we were fools too, frankly. You know, I thought it was important to get to ultimately a sustainable energy future. And even if you discount the environmental situation, eventually we will run out of oil. You know, it's a finite resource. You can't recycle oil. It's not a recyclable thing. It's going to a lower energy state. So my original interest in electric cars, which goes back to almost high school, was really from a physics standpoint, we have to have something that is long-term sustainable from an economic standpoint. I thought this before the environmental consequences became more serious.
Okay. And you? What's the problem? We have the minister here, so...
I think this evening is very important because you now see electric cars really competitive, no? Winning the, I would say, an open competition, which shows that it's feasible. And Tesla is that's why Tesla, I think, is very important for us because Elon is demonstrating that it works, no? Elon's customers, they like the cars. Also, the jury loves the cars, the performance of the cars. It's fun, no? It's not something where we should be fearful. Also, electric mobility is great fun. It's great style. No, it's cool. the cars becoming really not less emotional. I think cars becoming more emotional is what is coming. And I think we also, I'm happy that Elon is let's say, pulling us. But I think the German industry is really now strongly investing. And we will keep you alert. Yeah?
Okay.
No, I think Germany makes great cars, for sure. You know, it's really some of the best cars in the world, obviously, are made in Germany. Everyone knows that German engineering is outstanding, for sure. That's part of the reason why we are locating our Gigafactory Europe in Germany. But we're also going to create an engineering and design center in Berlin, because I think Berlin has some of the best art in the world.
And you can you tell us a little bit more about the factory? Where it is exactly or something?
There's not enough time tonight to tell all the details.
I think it's the right time.
But it's in the Berlin area, and it's near the new airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And it's easy. You can.
Maybe you are faster than the airport. Maybe.
I was worried about that, actually. We definitely need to move faster than the airport, that's for sure.
Okay.
But
one easy question. What is your private family car and what is your private family car today? When you drive with your five children to the cinema or to the Pizza Hut, are you doing?
Because my kids are big these days, I'll drive a Model X.
Okay.
But my daily driver is usually a Model S.
Okay. Yeah. No other car? No from the competitors? No. No other car? Competitors?
No, I only own two. I own a Ford Model T and a 1967 Series 1 Jaguar E-Type.
Okay. Ah, spät, hier.
That's it.
Spät. And what is your private car today? It's the ID or not?
I'm still in between. No, I'm driving ID already, you know, since a few days. But my private car is still a Golf.
Okay.
GTI, which I love. I think one of the best cars in the world. And in Wolfsburg, I'm driving a UP electric, no?
Yes,
which is
know.
Also okay. fun to drive and accessible. But soon, cool. I will change.
Okay, thank you both. Nice to have you here.
There was loads in there that we can take out. Clearly, there's some love between Elon Musk and Herbert Diess. Herbert said that they have a shared vision. He even described Elon, did you hear that, as a visionary. He said he loves talking to Elon Musk when they catch up in California. He is a visionary. And Herbert Diess said in front of, and bearing in mind, he runs one of the biggest car companies in the world, in VW, and he said this on stage in Germany at an award where Tesla had just won and all of the CEOs of the German car industry are present and all of the amassed automotive media, I should add, as well, are all gathered in one room. And he says, Elon is demonstrating it works. That's what he said. Elon is demonstrating it works, that electric cars are fun. And the phrase he used is Elon is pulling us. Elon is pulling us into an electrified future. I thought there was so much in there as well. That obviously Gigafactory 4 will get all of the headlines that you'll read tomorrow. But I thought what was in that exchange was, if you, like me, you know, we're into EVs, we're into this stuff. I think general news sites won't pick up on so much that's in there, but I could listen to that two or three times and pick up new things each time. Really just super interesting. I love when Elon says, when we started out at Tesla, everyone thought we were fools. I thought we were fools too. He's just got so much humility, hasn't he? And finally, the latest tweet from Elon that just dropped a few seconds ago, and I'm sure there's going to be more. He's probably on his plane back to the west coast of America by now, on his Gulfstream, but he's just tweeted, and he says this, we'll build batteries, powertrains, and vehicles, starting with Model Y, not Model 3. We'll build batteries, powertrains, and vehicles, starting with Model Y. So if you want a European-built Tesla, you better be putting that order in for the Model Y, because in 2021, get a locally made one. What a day. Didn't think that was coming today until we heard the rumours earlier on. I thought I'm going to delay recording the podcast until the evening. I'm finally catching up. I was ready to go with the show, and then I'd written the show for today, And that is somewhat on the back. Maybe I'll incorporate it into tomorrow's show with tomorrow's news. That kind of got dumped, unfortunately, and this somewhat rather took over. So what do you think? I'd love to hear from you. Please hang out with me on Twitter. I'm at EV News Daily. You can email me anytime. Email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Leave a comment on the YouTube show, the Facebook if you want to. I'd love to hear your thoughts and add your contribution. And I'll read out your comments online as well. Okay, question of the week this week. Here we go with a brilliant question of the week, thanks to myev.com. I'm loving this one. And it's one where you can't pick any more than one answer. If you had to pick one upside to driving an EV, what would it be? You can't pick two, three, four, five good things, one thing. It's really hard to pick one thing, but that's your challenge if you choose to accept it. What one thing do you love about driving an EV? Email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com. There are 253 patrons of the podcast. Patreon is a way that we fund this show. Patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Thank you to my premier partners. Phil Roberts of Electric Future. Happy driving his new Tesla Model 3 at the moment. Jealous much? Yeah, a little bit. Brad Crosby. Not sure what Brad drives. And the gang at Avid Technology who make the bits that go inside EVs, just can't say which ones. If you want to get any of the previous shows online, you can do. There's a big archive of 638 shows, if I can say it. And all the new shows come at you first and free and automatically if you are a podcast subscriber. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you soon. Remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.